News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, and over in the newsroom, it is none other than Matt Catrillo, who's fully dressed in Eagles. He even has a pair of Eagle sneakers on, and socks, and sweatpants. He's like we went a little over the top, but that's all right. He's a happy Eagles fan today. In the studio with us today, Steve Stumbris is back. He is the director of the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center. So welcome aboard, sir.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
Thanks for coming back in. And Maureen Houck is back, Assistant Director of Business Consulting. I have seen her do the business startup workshops at the SBDC, so I think I always have a lot of questions. I still think somewhere in me there might be a business somewhere.
So there may be, Mark.
There may be. I don't know what it would be. The landscaping, lawn mowing business, that kind of went by the wayside, but but there's something in there. But yeah, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for the invitation.
Appreciate that. Well, let's start out with a quick look back. 2018, 40th anniversary of the SBDC. We sat down this time last year and talked about upcoming events and observances. A reflection there, plus milestones along the way in 2018, Steve?
2018, and yeah, it's been a pleasure joining you at quite a few times throughout this 40th anniversary year in 2018. We looked to entrepreneurship in the Valley, and I'm really pleased to report a couple results, a few things that we've been working on summarizing. What's the health, what's the status of small business ownership, small business growth for the region? And one item that's nice to report, and we're very pleased to report, is we were able to help 30 individuals start new businesses. So that's a really nice accomplishment. It speaks to the ideas being strong. It speaks to these entrepreneurs having an understanding of the marketplace that they were entering, and it speaks to their perceptiveness that they reached out to the SBDC for help when they were starting their business. So we're thankful to them for doing that, proud of having had the opportunity to help them start 30 new businesses in the Valley.
All right, and somebody's probably out there saying, well, how many survive? So the same, you know, statistics and rules would apply as they do to any startup, you know, so you know, X percentage survive.
Absolutely. We know, you know, very broadly, the stats to that effect are that about half of those businesses, half of businesses do not survive their one-year milestone.
Half. Okay.
About half. But you know, the SBDC program, as you know, has existed for 40 years now, over 40 years, going into our 41st now. Those individuals who work with the SBDC have built up that foundation, have built that plan, and are built to last. 70 to 80% of those businesses will actually survive well past 5 years. So we are tipping the scales. Entrepreneurs who take the time to plan, who have that sit-down session of meeting with Maureen, meeting with the team, going through those educational programs, and continuing to be able to call upon the SBDC as advisors and sources of information, they are building their businesses to succeed in the long run.
All right. Well, Maureen, you lead this, the workshop, the startup workshops, and there's one coming up. When is that first one?
That's this week on Thursday the 10th from 10 to noon in our Lewisburg downtown training center. So that's this week, right away on Thursday.
All right. So you had X number of people were at the small business workshops in the past year. Describe what you see from your perspective. What are you're laying it out reality wise? You know, most of you guys aren't going to be here next year for any or half of you won't be here next year for any advice related to small businesses. And somebody says, "Well, I have a business where I'm going to help chickens cross the road or something." You know, or you know, do you ever roll your eyes? Just sort of give me your perspective from the front of the classroom, looking out into the group.
When I look out at the group that attends the First Step workshop, I see a lot of potential in general. And a lot of individuals that just have questions. Is this the right time for me? Do I have the skill set? What do I need? What kind of paperwork am I going to have to worry about if I get started? I see a lot of potential, and a lot of individuals get plenty of information on their own from that first step workshop, and they're great. They go out, they get their business started on their own. Others have a few questions and come back to us. Once they do attend that first step workshop, we invite them, come in, let's talk about your business one-on-one. Tell us what your dreams are, what are your goals, and let us help you work through the plans, the decisions that have to be made. And it's up to them at that point. We may roll our eyes behind the desk, but we never let a client see that because they have the passion, they have the skill. They may know there's a demand out there for what they would like to offer. And we're there to just help them make that dream come true.
Well, and I think you get some quirky ideas come through that are successful. The computerized ball that you play with, refresh my memory on what that's all about.
Sure. One of the most notable success stories of clients we've worked with, it is the game ball. And it is a ball that is packed with all of the sensors and transmitting digital technology that you find in a smartphone. The game ball is a product of a company called Play Impossible. And it's one of the biggest video gaming devices of the last couple of years. Had a breakout year. It was actually 2 years ago that it debuted at the Consumer Electronics Show, international expo of electronic products in Las Vegas.
Emanating out of Bucknell Small Business Development Center.
And working with us in downtown Lewisburg at our incubator called Startup Lewisburg, Kevin Langdon, based out of Milton, him and his family, and based out of Lewisburg, downtown Lewisburg, his office, and also making really interesting connections with Bucknell University computer science engineering students in developing the software, developing the hardware for a revolutionary new gaming device, the game ball.
Okay. And is this fun? I'm not really into computer games. It's not really like that. It's an accuracy, timing, fun game with a ball that's about the size of a softball.
Yeah, and it's fun for the whole family. He designs a whole slew of games, designed to engage the entire family in getting up off the couch and having fun, but it really is for all ages. I have fun myself, of course.
Well, yeah, you have young kids, so there's a factor there. Other ideas that came through the SBDC that, maybe quirky or normal or unusual, or you said, well, geez, do we need another microbrew in Sunbury or something like that?
Well, we did have quite a slew of microbrews come through. Wineries are pretty much in vogue at this point as well. Restaurants are always something that people think about out there as a number one. Restaurants are constantly in demand that we see. Not quirky, but other types of menus. Other trends in food that people are looking for, whether it's something like let's deliver the meal to your home, let's give you the packaging and you prepare the meal at home. So things are staying on trend, not necessarily quirky, but people are recognizing what's needed in the marketplace.
Well, on the one, I've only ever attended one of the workshops, but one of the restaurant owners or one of the individuals that was there was going to start another business or hoping to, said they did have a restaurant, but they just got too time-consuming. They were in the black and they had staff and, things were going satisfactorily, but because they wanted everything, maybe a perfectionist going on. They had to be there almost all the time, and they decided that, that's not really what they wanted to do. So that was, why they had stopped that particular restaurant. All right, so that workshop's coming up this Thursday. My recollection is they start about 8:30 in the morning or so?
Yes, this one we have time from 10 a.m. until noon.
Oh, okay. All right. So lots of folks might be able to squeeze that in, 10 a.m. to noon. This Thursday, bucknell.edu/SBDC. Phone number to call?
Our phone number for the SBDC at Bucknell, 570-577-1249.
1249. Okay, so that's the workshop. What else is coming up? What's on the media calendar, Steve?
Well, soon after that, next week on January 16th, and then another session on the 30th, is an entrepreneurship roundtable discussion. So one of the things we're doing as 2019 gets rolling is we're bringing together people with ideas and with passion and people who want to be involved in the plan for small business for the future. This is part of a national program, a national series of events called 1 Million Cups. Now, 1 Million Cups, as a program of the Kauffman Foundation for Entrepreneurship, is a series of gatherings and a series of conversations in communities based around the idea that entrepreneurs and any kind of innovators share ideas and build things over a cup of coffee. So these 1 Million Cups programs are designed to bring together thinkers and doers around the theme of entrepreneurship in our region. 1 Million Cups Susquehanna Valley is one of about 50 to 60 of these communities, intentional entrepreneurship thinking and doing communities across the nation. And it's one thing that's really noteworthy about the Susquehanna Valley 1 Million Cups program. We are the first one that is hosted in a rural region. So usually these 1 Million Cups conversations and these 1 Million Cups programs are in places like New York, San Francisco, Austin, and Boston. You think of your tech hotspots for tech startup companies. But what is happening in downtown Lewisburg and at several other locations are these conversations and presentations where we're putting entrepreneurs with great ideas sort of in the spotlight. And then the program gives them an opportunity to get feedback from their fellow entrepreneurs. And that's what 1 Million Cups is all about.
The 30th is when the first forum is. When's the second?
The 16th is the first one. So 2 weeks from now, 16th, and on January 30th.
And what time?
The 16th happens at 9 a.m. And then to give people who might have conflict with their morning, the 30th is at 3 p.m. We'll be hosting these at the SBDC, actually at Startup Lewisburg, the incubator in downtown Lewisburg, 416 Market Street. And truly, everyone from the community is welcome. And we want people to join us, share their ideas, and share in the work of building an ecosystem for entrepreneurship.
And what happens when these forward-thinking big thinkers get in the same room together? I mean, it's got to be inspiring.
It's a stimulating conversation. It sure is. It sure is. And we want to help be part of that community that brings those people together and then works with them as they start and succeed in their businesses.
All right. When we come back, I'm going to ask the tricky question, is now a good time to start a business? So
we're going to
get that answer when we come back. There are our startup workshops coming up. We got 1 Million Cups on the way, making references to the millions of cups of coffee sold nationwide at these conversations that are taking place. So we'll recap the time frame for those. And bucknell.edu/SBDC is the website. Maureen Houck here, Assistant Director of Business Consulting at the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center. And Steve Stumbers is Director of the SBDC.
From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here at the Anchor Desk. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, with one eyebrow up in the air as we listen to the static produced by my cell phone on the console. I guess that's not the perfect place for that. All right, so we won't keep that there. Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom. He's probably rolling his eyes, too, so we definitely appreciate that. Guests in the studio, Steve Stumbers is back, director of the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center. They got a lot of activities. They got, of course, a lot under their belt, including 40 years of startups around here, thousands of businesses that thrive or can say, oh, well, I got my start at the SBDC. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Thanks for having us here.
Do appreciate that. that, and you brought in one of your fabulous colleagues who's been helping to lead the workshops, the startup workshops for a while, Maureen Houck, Assistant Director of Business Consulting. Welcome back.
Hi, Mark.
I do appreciate that. We're going to talk about some new businesses around here. One is Scott Robinson's business. We'll talk about that. Plus, there's a blacksmith in business. Plus, there's a corrections consultant. These are folks that have gone through the SBDC and have businesses that are quite viable around here and are getting their early years behind them. Now let's recap the upcoming activities, and then we'll talk about some of these successes. Upcoming workshops, please, Maureen.
We're going to start the new year off right this Thursday, January 10th, from 10 to noon. We will be teaching our pre-business first step workshop. So we do have some room for some aspiring entrepreneurs who would like to learn the steps of what does it take to start my business.
And you have some reservations already made for that. Some folks are already signed up. You're not full in that particular class this Thursday.
We still have some room.
Okay. Do you know about any of the businesses that are there, what they're interested in? By chance, have you caught that? You don't actually ever even necessarily gather from the workshops what folks might be interested in.
Not necessarily at that workshop. They register, they come in, and I may not even get to talk to them until they schedule their own one-on-one consulting session with us. That workshop is designed just to cover some of the basics. After that workshop, that's where the real hard work begins, and they sit down and they talk to the consultants and our team of consultants, and we talk about their specific ideas, their dreams, their plans. What would they like to do? So that's where the hard work really begins, and we can help them work through that whole business planning. We touch on some of the skills, some of the licenses in particular that they need for their type of business.
And some things are free, and some things might have a slight fee. Explain what the cost structure is for elements.
Our one-on-one consulting is absolutely free and confidential. The workshop itself, the workshops that we do conduct, this first step does have a minimal fee. It's a $25 fee to attend for that two-hour very intense session. Some of the other training sessions that we offer do have fees to them, but they're minimal for the amount of education that someone receives at those educational sessions. It's well worth it. But the one-on-one consulting is absolutely free. And they're not limited. They're not limited to one or two or three sessions. We're with them for the long haul. Many of the clients we work with are with us for many years as they continue to grow and expand. And we're just there for the long haul with them.
All right, and you probably get the same thing at the one-on-one sessions. I was at one of the startup workshop classes just as an observer and a reporter, but there were men and women there who said, well, I'm here to find out how to start my business. I am starting my business. I'm not, you know, here because I might start one. I am going to do this. The shop's going to exist. Soon it will be open. I want to make sure I set it up right, get the LLC correct and all that sort of thing, get the tax implications and health care and employee and all that sort of thing squared away. So, you know, they're pretty motivated shoppers by the time they see you. Some other workshops that are coming up. What else is on the agenda? What else will you be teaching in the weeks and the months ahead?
Sure. Soon after that first step workshop, there are a few conversations about entrepreneurship. We have a program that we're involved in with a number of partners in the business community called 1 Million Cups. And these are on the 16th and on the 30th of January are conversations about what does entrepreneurship look like in the future in our region. So we're inviting leaders, we're inviting business owners, and we're inviting people who are interested in entrepreneurship to join us at those programs. And then right after that, our educational programs really kick into high gear. QuickBooks is, of course, very popular accounting software for accounting in business. We have a fantastic trainer, Tina Nail, who is going to be presenting on QuickBooks and QuickBooks Online in particular.
Oh, I know her. She's a whiz.
She is. I think her, if I recall her tagline right, says if you hate QuickBooks or if you hate keeping books in your business, that's okay because she loves it. So call on her as a resource. And we do call on her as a resource as a partner in helping to educate business owners. We have a number of topics on human resources management coming up in February, March, and April. And then also a hot topic continues to be how to effectively market your small business using social media. That is a topic that throughout 2018 brought people in droves to learn from a variety of expert presenters and the staff of the SBDC. And interestingly, the students of the SBDC. This is a topic that when we have students working with Maureen and myself and the rest of our team, they're fantastic about understanding the nuances of communicating with customers, communicating with the community using social media. So we use all of those. We have a lot of tools in our toolbox to bring to bear on the problems that are faced by small business owners.
Well, I was there last year. Lisa Lighton presented the social media presentation, and I paid to go to that just as a client, yeah. You know, to just learn how, you know, WKOK can maybe do more social media. And it's a real eye opener. You know,
Lisa was fantastic. It was really an eye opening look under the hood of how some of those tools are used. So Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, we're all casual users, or most of us, and yes, by far most of everyone in the country is a user of one or more of those social media channels, but looking at the data underneath the hood as a business owner using those as marketing tools, it was an eye-opening experience what Lisa was talking about. How do you know who your customers are, and how do you know exactly what they're looking for from your business? She had great examples and great advice to share in that workshop, and we look forward to bringing Lisa back in the spring.
You have some businesses that we thought we would talk about. One is a blacksmith that got started. You might have seen him at Knoebels Groves, but now Michael Smith, probably since he calls him, Michael Renard. He's got his business.
Smith would be a good name, actually, but you're right. So we were just talking about high-tech tools, digital media tools. There also still is a rich place in our economy for the old-fashioned. And Michael recognizes that. And the thousands and thousands of people who walked by him as the blacksmith in residence at Knoebels over the years have recognized that and have enjoyed his trade. Michael has, over the past couple years, branched out into his own small business operations, provides his artistry and his craftsmanship to a number of clients. Doing everything from historical architectural pieces to pieces of art.
And also targeting personal and private and business security, SR Tactical.
Yeah, the SR, you'll quickly recognize, stands for Scott Robinson, the CEO of SR Tactical, and also his sort of sister company is Measured Response Group. Scott comes from a really fascinating background in security, and also served in a number of roles with the FBI. Scott's experience in safety and preparedness is evident in the consulting and the training that he does for individuals, for corporations, for organizations throughout the region on safety and preparedness.
All right. These are people who develop the mindset, I will survive, but know that they may encounter dilemmas. Sometimes I know he's presented some of his workshops to churches, you know, just in case something happens at a church, folks would have some sort of an idea how to prepare. Another business around here, Eclipse Brewing, has got its wheels under it now. In Sunbury.
So Curtis and Thad, you may recall, and a lot of people recall, hearing about them through Sunbury Revitalizations and the Bucknell SBDC's business competition in Sunbury, where they were the winners in 2016. They got a lot of recognition for getting the ball rolling then, and that they have just recently, 2 months ago, opened the doors of their business is a great example of what it takes, the hard work that it takes to open up a business. They have been at it for diligently making that place really, really shine. So absolutely, Market Street in Sunbury is now the home of Eclipse Craft Brewing.
All right, and last question, Maureen, is now a good time to start a business?
I'd say definitely, as long as you have the product or service that's in demand out there. that's always a good time. But do you know your market? Do you have the skill set to succeed? Can you keep the books? Do you have good communication? Can you market what you're offering? Those are some of the skills that we can help you to discover or help you to learn. And then you can decide for yourself, is this the best time for you to start your business?
Same question, Steve.
If you've got a good plan and you execute on it well, anytime is a good time to start a business.
All right. Yeah, you could start a dud of a business during good times, economic times, which I think these might be qualify as, and it's a dud.
So your product and services have to be a good fit for a market, and you have to understand that market inside and out. So if you got that, if you're bringing those skills, and if the SBDC can help you develop those skills, then yes, it's a good time to start a business.
All right. Lots more conversations about this, including the official conversations coming up on the 16th and the 30th, the 1 Million Cups Entrepreneurship Confab at the SBDC Incubator. That's on the 16th and 30th. 9 a.m. is one of them. 3 p.m. is the other. Details about that at bucknell.edu/SBDC. You can call 577-1249 is the telephone number. Maureen Houck is an assistant director of business consulting, and Steve Stumbers is director of the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.